has directed me to the book of Psalm, the 22nd division, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. The text is read from the NIV version. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. I want to use for a subject on this day, where in the world is God? Where in the world is God? Let us pray. Eternal Father, thank you for another opportunity to stand in this place to proclaim your word. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, for you continue to be my strength and my redeemer. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. So as you speak to us this day through your word, we will not be busy looking at someone else.
Say it, Lord, say it.
But we'll turn the mirror on number one. And we'll allow your word to search us through and through, so we will be better Christians as we walk this earthly journey. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. For you get all the glory and all the honor. We lift this prayer in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Where in the world is God? In this fragmented world, we experience many peaks and valleys. Sometimes we are up, and sometimes we are almost level to the ground. As a pastor, I encounter questions like, how can I believe in a loving, merciful God when I see what goes on in the world? Why did God allow my mother to suffer an aneurysm in the brain? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why our home? We are good people. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. The hymnist holler, glory. Hallelujah. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. In this text, David was obviously enduring some great trial, but through his suffering, he gained victory. When we come to Psalm, the 22nd division, I believe that we are standing on holy ground. And certainly we should take off our spiritual shoes since we are standing on holy ground. This psalm, the 22nd division, is called the Psalm of the Cross. This psalm reminds us of the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. At Jesus' baptism, he heard the voice of his Father. When he was tempted, he quoted Scripture. Throughout his earthly ministry, he called on God, and his Father answered. As Jesus taught by parables, wisdom from God confounded those that were around him. Even when he was betrayed by Judas, there was a sense of God's divine presence. But all of this changed when Jesus was hanging on the cross. For the first time, Jesus asked a question that confronts all of us. Where is God? Jesus identified with our humanity on the cross in order to assume our sin. He experienced that which, something that he had never known before. He experienced the void. He experienced the absence of God while he was hanging on the cross. God, today I am lonely. God, today I am afraid. God, today I really don't know what to do. Where are you, God? I need you, God. God, are you going to continue to allow me to deal with what I am dealing with? Where in the world is God? The psalmist's prayer had brought him no relief from difficulty because he continued praying. He continued calling on God in the midst of his troubles. But he sensed no awareness of God. His persistent petitions seemingly accomplished nothing. So today I want you to consider with me the questions the psalmist raised about our existence. And there are three questions that I want to lift today in this text. The first one is, where is God when we ache? There were many forms of rejection of Jesus Christ as he hung on the cross of Calvary. We find that the Romans cast lots for the clothes that he wore. The sinners for whom he was dying, they scorned him on the cross. They laughed at him. They said that if you consider yourself to be the Son of God, why don't you bring yourself down? Religious leaders of high ranks on that day they rebuked him, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Zealots and the Essenes. They rebuked him. And as I see here, facing rejection, Jesus himself cried out in agony on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I'm wondering today, he was asking the question in the text, where is my daddy? Where is God? I'm wondering, have you been there before? Have you ever been there? Many of us, you see, I know that we're saved, sanctified, and you got it going on, you see. And we cover a lot of things up. But just be real today. I'm wondering, have you ever been there? Or you wondered in your mind, where is God? When I think that all of my ends are in place, and I look around and somebody have moved my ends out of place. When I think that I am making progress, and then all of a sudden I'm regressing instead of progressing, I'm wondering in my mind, have you ever asked the question, where is God? Fine, on the cross, Jesus encountered the absence of God. If Jesus, the Son of God, encountered the absence of God, what about me and what about you? He felt abandoned and cried out publicly, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But in the midst of that, he still had talked privately with the one who had abandoned him. In the midst of your downtime, keep talking to your Heavenly Father. One hymnist wrote that just a little talk with Jesus. I should have some witnesses in here. He filled my heart with love. He wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus. Yes, it's going to make it all right. It's going to make it all right. Ever how we come out is going to be all right. It's going to be all right because I don't know about you, but in my life, I want the will of God to be done. Sometimes his will is hard to understand. Sometimes we don't want to accept his will because we're expecting something else. But God, let your will be done in my life. Do I have at least one witness in the house? My brothers and my sisters, do you feel sometimes abandoned by God? You look at your neighbor, you look at your family and your friends, and it seems like to you that things are going well, but you can't get anything to work for you. You attend the house of worship on a regular basis. You give your tithes and your offerings. You attend Bible study and Sunday school, and every time the doors of the sanctuary are open, you are in here. But it seems as like to you that God is not present in your life, that God is not opening some doors that you need opening. It seems like there are some doors that I do need to be closed in my life, but God is not moving as fast as I desire for God to move. God, where in the world is God? Sing and I shout and I call his name, but right now, where is God? Does he seem to be silent to you? Just talk to him when it seems like that he is silent, and when you are aching, just
ask him to come and stay close to you when you can't sense his presence. Just keep on saying, Lord, I need you. In my everyday affairs, in my home, along the road, while I'm jogging, Lord, I need you.
Yeah, God, I need you, Lord, I need you. And tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your famous cry. And the hymnist picked it up and said he'll answer by and by. He may not come when we call him, but there should be a witness. He's never late. And when he gets to where you are, he doesn't have to ask any questions. He has the remedy with him, and he's able to diagnose whatever the problem is. Just take it to Jesus. Where is God when we ache? Where is God when the unjust are unfair? Individual is arrested this morning for terrible crime and is back on the street this afternoon. Where is God when the unjust are unfair? Criminals seem to have more rights than the innocent. Where is God? Where is God when injustice seems to rule? Where is God? What hope do we have? Where is God? In our text, Psalm, the 22nd division and the 14th verse, we see the writer writing, I have no more strength than a few drops of water. The author is in reference to the suffering of Christ, and he says, all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like melted wax. We see the man, Christ Jesus, on the cross, and we see him as the perfect man, and he learned to rest upon his daddy. Even though he felt abandoned, he knew that somewhere his daddy was there somewhere. So I say today, regardless of what we may be dealing with, keep trusting in the Lord. You see, today he had to learn to trust in him, and God, through his son Jesus, put all of his trust in him. And I'm wondering now, do you just trust him when the sun is brightly shining? Why not also trust him when it is stormy, when it's cloudy in your life, when there is pain in your body? Why not trust him always? Why not put your all in the hands of the blessed Savior? John 8:29, the writer says, the one who sent me is with me. The one that called us, the one that sent us today, he is with us. It may not seem like he is with us, but he is with us. I always do believe that he is with us, because he says to us in his word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, for I will be with you until the close of the age. But in that desperate and despairing hour, he still felt abandoned from his daddy. There was no place for him to turn. There was no place for him to turn as he was hanging, suspended between heaven and earth. But his daddy was closely watching him. You see, he had no place to go, no other
person has ever had to experience what Jesus experienced on the cross of Calvary. So we holler today, where is God when the unjust are unfair? We can answer this seeing where he has been. We can answer because the cross shows us today in this text that he understands when your friends around you do not understand. God understands. He has identified with the human drama of injustice. God understands. Jesus recognized being on the cross that he had not done anything wrong, but he was being punished. So he understands today, humanity, when we go through things and we cannot figure out why are we suffering the way that we are suffering, he understands, because his daddy allowed him in the flesh to come and live on this earth. He understands. He understands our pain. He understands our heartaches. He understands when we are down. He understands when our back is against the wall and it seems like we're not going to be able to work our way out. He understands. Where is God when we are in dire necessity? Where is God? Hebrews says to us and gives us three verbs here: help me, deliver me, and save me. And when I look at help me, I see here that God could have sent a legion of angels to help Jesus on the cross, but it was not the will of God. And he says, deliver me. God could have delivered Christ from the cross, but it was not God's will. And it says, save me means to broaden my passage, means to make me sufficient. God, save me. That same salvation that was uttered on the cross of Calvary has been extended to you and I today. So my brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in the most difficult of circumstances, remember this: God is near. It may not seem like he's near. It may seem like he has abandoned you. And it may seem like you are the only one standing there, sitting there, all by yourself. But I want you to always remember that God is near. I may not be able to sense his presence, but God is near. And I find today that your breakthrough may come when you realize you are so deprived that total adherence to God is my only refuge. He is the only one that I can depend on, because I call my cousin boo-boo, but my cousin boo-boo is talking crazy. I look for help here, and what they're telling me to do, I know that if I do that, I'm going to be worse off. And I hear folk over here saying, if I were you, I'll do this. But we got to keep in mind, I'm not you, I am me. Do I have just one witness? Do I have just one witness? So I must continue then to believe and put my total dependence, my all in all. I got to put all my trust in him. Sick in my body, I got to put all my trust in him. My children are acting crazy, I got to put all my trust in him. My wife will not do right, my husband will not do right, I have to put all of my trust in him. I've lost my job, I'm searching for another one, I have to put all of my trust in him. I don't know which way to turn, I have to put all of my trust in him. It's raining in my life, I have to put all of my trust in him, because I got to believe that God is near, God is with me. me, and God is going to give me my breakthrough. I got to keep on waiting until God gives me my breakthrough, because I believe that God is going to make some of us laugh in here. Do I have just one witness? The devil's been saying for some time, I thought you said that you were saved, and if you call yourself saved, then why you are going through all of the things that you are going through? Every time I talk to you, you are having to deal with this and you are having to deal with that. Every time I talk to you, you are talking about you don't have this and you don't have that. Every time I talk to you, all of your bills are behind and your money is acting funny. But you got to keep trusting in God. Oh, do I have any help in here? And why, preacher, do I keep trusting in God? I got to keep trusting in Him, because the God that I serve, He is able to do anything for me. God that I serve is more than able. Somebody say more than able. Yeah, whatever you want Him to do, I bring you good news. He's able to do that and some more. Oh, He's able to take your situation and turn your midnight into day. God is able to turn it around. Somebody said, turn it around. Oh, somebody needs God to turn some things around for you. You need God to turn it around. And I believe that if God doesn't do it, then it can't be done. Somebody ought to give Him a praise. Somebody ought to give Him a praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because I need you, God. I need you. Because of Him that says, if the world from you withhold all the silver and its gold, and you have to get along with the meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. That's what you got to do, is take it to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, the writer says, leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely, somebody says surely, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Where is God in the midst of this craziness? God is the same place that it was the last time I called Him. He's the same place that when He came to my rescue before. He is in the same place. He's able to do the same thing. Oh, praise God in this place. Take your burdens to Jesus, or your burdens He'll bear. Tell Him your sorrows, your troubles He'll share. Oh, He's waiting to bless you. Do you need a blessing today? Do you need a blessing today? He's waiting to bless you with His outstretched hands. Tell Him your sorrows. Oh yes, He'll understand. So the next time you're lonely, the next time you feel abandoned, just keep trusting in God. Just keep waiting on God. In God's own time, in God's own time, He'll visit you. He'll give you joy back. He'll give you peace back. In God's own time, He'll touch your body. In God's own time, He'll lighten your load. In God's own time, He'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hand, joy, joy, joy down in your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for walking with me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend. Thank you, Jesus, when others turned their back, God, You were right there. Thank you, Jesus. So when I'm lonely and don't sense Your presence, I got to have sense enough to know that You will never leave me. You'll never forsake me, but You'll be with me in my downtime. You'll be with me when I'm up. My God, my God. Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to give Him a praise, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord has done, my soul cries out, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Is there anybody in the house that can give God a praise for saving you, for working out for you, for turning around for you? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Has it done anything for you? Has it done anything for you? Then give Him a praise. Thank you. Thank you.
When I didn't understand, he whispered to me and said, hang on in there. When I didn't understand, he whispered to me and he said, I got it. I got it. Turn it loose. You're trying to handle it. Let me handle it. I got it. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, turn it loose. Put it in his hands. Somebody praise him. Turn it loose before it drives you cuckoo. Turn it loose before you have to end up being on medication. Turn it loose. Take your burdens to Jesus. Leave them there. Leave them there. He is working it out already. He is working it out. Oh, bless his name. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I don't know about you, and I don't know what you're dealing with, but God is at work. God is at work. You may not can see him. You may not can feel him, but God is at work. God is at work. He's working it out right now. If you believe it, he's working it out right now, then give him a praise. Do you need God to do something for you? Then give him a praise. Thank you.